Well, it's time for a ratings grabber conversation. Every time this gentleman is on with us, it seems that we get reaction from everywhere about everything we discuss. And the wonderful producer and the incredible friend, Shia Mendlowitz, is with us live via telephone. And there are a couple of things we're going to be discussing regarding the world of Jewish music, some of the things that people need to be aware of. And we also have to get the opportunity to wish him a Gmarach Sima Tova and a happy, healthy, and sweet new year. Shia Mendlowitz, producer in the Jewish music world extraordinaire. A happy, healthy, and sweet new year to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Nachum. Same to you and to your Rebbetzin and Stacy and to the whole family. And I haven't been on in a long time. I have not been on in a long time. And I just felt, for me, it was something that, you know, people don't realize what this means for me, because we've been, you just started the 40th year, correct?
Yeah, it was 39 years ago, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that I walked into WFMU. So now I am at the start of my 40th year of JM in the AM. Pretty amazing.
Amazing. And I was there from the beginning. I know I had a bit of a rough start, but that's not for now.
That's for the book, right, Shia? That's for the book.
That's for the book. But I can't ask that you should be Michael me.
Oh, stop.
But why not?
Michael.
Why not? You know? I will tell you.
Yeah.
I will just want to tell you.
Go ahead.
That, Nachum, it's one thing to have a connection, that we have friends. You certainly have more friends than I do, and so a lot of them are close friends. Then you have acquaintances. They're broken down into different categories. But when you get down to it, the real, real Yedidim, I guess you could count on two hands, some only on one hand. And
yeah.
I will tell you, and I'm telling everybody out there who's listening and the ones who are going to listen later on the different time zones, the bottom line is this guy over here that comes in every single day through thick and thin, through hot and cold, no matter what the situation is, he is always there. Baruch Hashem, he should be there. I may have asked him in good health.
Amen.
But we take him for granted. But I am telling you, this guy is my buddy. He's my brother. He's my buddy. I love him very much. And I wish him only the best. And we all should wish him only the best, because he's just made our life so much better. It's not the playing albums, playing the music, that's one thing. That's the icing on the cake. But it's everything else. I always tell him, he doesn't realize a lot of people could spin records and spin albums. They want to hear what this guy has to say. He has great knowledge of a vast array of different topics, and he knows them well. That's what you should. We should all like write into him and tell him, Nachum, that's what we want.
Well,
maybe he'll give it to us. Give us one week like that at least.
I thank you very, very much. Much appreciated. And yeah, we've forged some incredible relationships. As you said, only a handful that can be described the way you just described it after 40 years. But it's good to call you a close friend and to be in all of these wonderful projects together with you. And the thing that's so hard to believe, frankly, and I know that I'm going to sound like the old guy when I say this, you go through this whole incredible run, and you know, you're involved in everything that's happening, and you know, the years and the decades start to tick by, but then you know, you get to a certain point, 40 years, you're like, wow, you know, you look back and you can't believe it. And there's plenty more to do, thank God. There's plenty more to do. Some
right.
Some might say I'm only half done, although that might be an exaggeration. But there's plenty more to do. But it has been just amazing. I remember at the 25th anniversary, or maybe it was at the 30th, I said to my staff, I said, you know, 25 is a number, but 30 is already like, you know, very few people are somewhere 30 years. Well, now this whole project is getting into, as we said, its 40th year, so it's just remarkable. Anyway, Shia, I thank you for that, and we should have a happy, healthy, sweet new year and continue to provide a lot of great inspiration for people. What's amazing, by the way, about you, and this is, again, not a not in any way trying to highlight someone's age, but what is amazing is after all this time and after all these years, you are always thinking of and introducing brand-new projects to the world of Jewish music and to the world of inspiring things for the Jewish people. And I'm not going to get into any details right now, but I can tell folks that that continues to happen. And the Kol HaKavod for that. The real reason that you had suggested that you come on and that we speak this morning, although I have a feeling it may have been also because of the message you just wanted to give people. But the real reason is because the follow-up to the Hall of Fame event that happened in February on behalf of Makor, you know that it's now October, and I'm serious when I say this, that this past Shabbos, the event was discussed where I was, this past Shabbos. I mean, it's now October, that event was in February, and people are still talking about the Jewish Music Hall of Fame event, and I would guess that you're enjoying all of this, that you're also enjoying, you know, the way people have reacted to what happened on that February night.
I'm enjoying it, really. I'm enjoying it very much because, as you are witness to, it was not about me. I was involved. We were all involved. And really, if you think about it, this is not, we're not embellishing this at all. This is what happened from beginning to end, from the person, from any of the vendors, the sound people that came in, the lighting people, every person that had to do with the makeup of this show and had their specific job, everybody, they left the egos at the door, you know? And it was such an achdus that whole night.
You know, and it became obvious to me when we were at the rehearsal a few days before. That's where it became obvious to me that really nobody had any objective other than just, you know, presenting something beautiful and inspiring people. And I know that that's a cliche and people think we're sort of making that up, but it's true. You know, and that's not to suggest it hasn't happened before, but it doesn't always happen. And this was just amazing how everybody who was involved, they had no other interest other than just doing a great job and making sure to bring the house down, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, and each time, each medley, and I asked I gave everybody their parts, what I would like them to sing that evening.
Right.
And they said to me, "That's all? That's all? That's what you're giving me?" I said, "Yes." It was celebrating 60 years of Jewish music. That night we were there late.
It was late, all right. And we still did the tip of the iceberg.
Right, exactly. And it was all about the music. It wasn't about any person specific.
Right. Well, they got it. Everybody got it. Everybody got it. At the end, it was a message that everybody understood. And it just worked out to be great. So now in October, you're telling us, and I know this is somewhat of a tease because we don't have the exact, we're not going to give the exact information yet. So this is a little bit of a tease. But the truth is, in the next few days, the February event is going to be back in the limelight. Explain what's going on.
So we worked very hard on and deciding back and forth. You were part of these discussions as well.
Sure.
So whether and the people at Makor, of course, whether we should put this out. I mean, we recorded it, and we recorded it with a big number of cameras, and there was a lot of money put into this project, but to fix things up and edit this whole project was a major avodah. It really was. Now the question is, once you put something out on the internet, so we hope everybody that's going to watch it is going to be honest and pay for the tzedakah, because otherwise it's just pure geneva. You can't say it any other way, from that moysid, and that moysid is just, it's taking away from the young babies all the way to adults, and they rely on this money.
Right.
And they rely on this money. So we hope that, you know, so we priced it nicely. There's two prices for a single person's view. It's, you know, like one person to see it is $36.
Right.
And then a family view is $50.
Okay.
But it's going to be up there also for a limited time. But when you see it and when you hear it, it's like you're sitting in that hall.
Oh, and everybody, imagine the people that weren't able to be there that night, because the place was packed, but there's hundreds of thousands around the world that want to see what happened that night.
Absolutely. And it's, and you know, everybody's waiting. Come on, when are you going to put this out? So Baruch Hashem, that's where we are now. We're putting the really, mamash, the last final touches, so we could give out the information.
What do you think? We'll have info after Yom Kippur or Erev Sukkot or Chol HaMoed. What do you think?
So there is this possibility that it may go live tonight. Not that people sit down to watch it, but
right.
I said before any ad hits on the web on anything like that, the first person that really needs to tell the world about it is my buddy Nachum, because that's you want to know something? That's where I started. That's how we did it. We wrote the book on this. We didn't know, but that's what we did.
So 1 second, if it becomes live tonight, I mean, at some point today, are people going to find out?
Yeah. So as soon as we know that everything, that, you know, all the kinks are out of it, so then I'm going to call you and we'll let you know about it. Then your first possibility of announcing it will be. So between now and, you know, obviously on Yom Kippur, it's
all not right. going to be. So if we, so basically, if we have information today, we're going to do the full-blown announcement tomorrow morning on Erev Yom Kippur, and we anticipate that people between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and obviously on Chol HaMoed, will take the opportunity to see the Jewish Music Hall of Fame show, which was done in support of Makor, of course, and which is still being talked about all these months later. So it's a good time of year, Shia. It's a good time to do this because, you know, there are families that, even with all the Yontif preparations, need a nice family activity between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And, of course, Chol HaMoed, I don't have to tell you, there's always extra hours in the day where people would love to have a great event to see. And then, of course, after that as well. So it's a good time of year to do this.
Right. And the other point was that, you know, we want to keep it exclusive. So that's why we didn't go the route of selling it, and we didn't want it to become like a weekday thing. It was a very unique event, and so we want to keep it that way. So that's why we're putting it out the way we're doing it. And Mi'etz Hashem, once it goes out, it's always in Davis's hands, but
right.
Mi'etz Hashem.
All right, everybody out there, that is the big announcement in terms of the Makor event, the Jewish Music Hall of Fame event from February, an event that's still being spoken about. At some point in the very, very, very near future, could be sometime today. In fact, we could actually go live with it, with some type of announcement on social media, etc. We'll see how that'll materialize. But certainly, if it does go live or become a soft launch, so to speak, later today, and you'll hear about it definitively tomorrow morning right here on JMAM on Erev Yom Kippur. And we hope that between Thursday and Yontif, and then, of course, on Chol HaMoed and anytime after that, people will take advantage, pay the fee so that you're supporting Makor and doing the right thing in that regard, and seeing an amazing show, which was recorded. And I can only imagine, with what's available now technologically, I can only imagine with Shia leading the team, what type of recording and audio video we're going to see from that night. I'm sure it's going to be something extra special, to say the least. Well, Shia, this is good news, and this is exciting news.
Amen. And then, right, you know, following all the Yom Tov, Mi'etz Hashem, we're going to open up about the upcoming
and
the
no upcoming. And nobody should think of getting tickets for the upcoming show if they haven't yet seen the first one. Make sure,
right.
Make
sure. Yeah, I think this will convince them right away.
Well, that's for
because
sure.
Because the people at last year's show, and this is for real, people says, "You count me in. I will." Yeah. If you had tickets tonight, we would buy them now.
Look. No, nobody regretted where they had to go, the distance, anything, the time that it took. I never heard anything but positive comments about that night, and that made it made it even more special. And yeah, a lot of Siyata Deshmai, to say the least. All right, so we'll have the information, folks, as soon as possible, and certainly once the info is out, we'll be reminding you constantly about the possibility of going online, making the purchase, giving the tzedakah, I should say, and then enjoying the Jewish Music Hall of Fame show number one, volume one, with your family. Shia Mendelowitz, a gmar chasima tova, a good yor.
And Nachum, I hope you are Michael me. It's got to be that I did things wrong, and I'm gonna hope to be able to fix them and do them the right way. And Yetzir Hashem, and because we have a lot of stuff to do.
There's a lot
of course. So I need my friend that I could talk to day and night, who's always available to me.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I'm gonna stay on if you. If you, no, not on the air, but I just want to talk to you for a second off the air.
Yeah, 100%. Shia Mendelowitz, everybody. The one and only Shia Mendelowitz. Being a bit dramatic about the Mechila angle and the being there angle. It's good to be there for each other for four decades and to embark on more and more projects. And with the incredible maturity that this team brings to the Jewish music industry, I think and with the great Siyata Deshmaya, as Shia said, it was amazing to be part of and to help present the February event. And yeah, once Simchas Torah ends, there's going to be some more announcements about what's upcoming with Makor and the Jewish Music Hall of Fame show. And that is as exciting as last year was. Now that the butterflies are gone, it's going to be even more and more exciting. JM in the AM on a Monday morning broadcast, getting closer and closer to Yom Kippur. Here's our good friend Dudu Fisher with part of the Yom Noroyim service at JM in the AM.